And that part of turnips that you cook, the top part, are called
greens.
And if you're talking about buying lettuce, you say I have to buy two
heads of lettuce.
And would you ever use that? And would you ever use a head counting children?
No.
What about the word for the cover for an ear of corn, that outside?
Shuck.
And what do you call corn when it's served on the cob?
Well, that's what I call it, corn on the cob. Uh-huh.
What about any other ways like roasting ears?
Yes.
You heard roasting
yes.
Ears? What about sugar corn?
Well, we call it sweet corn.
And the very top part of a corn stalk that sprangles out.
The tassel.
And on the ear, that little
fringe. Yeah, let me see. Well, I can't think of the name of this thing. Let me see.
You have to clean the...
I can't find the name.
This isn't a pronunciation. Silk, would you say?
That oh, that's right. Sure it is. I just couldn't look at it.
And what is that big yellow or orange vegetable that's, I guess it's a vegetable, that's used at Halloween?
Pumpkins.
And another vegetable is somewhat like it's smaller and it's used in, well, there are many varieties of these.
Gourd?
They're edible.
Oh.
Maybe
squash, you have a good bit like it.
And what about a melon that is yellow?
Yellow. A cantaloupe.
Any other ways to say that you know
I've
heard of?
No. Well, there are Persian melons and other kinds of melon, but varieties.
All right. And what about the vegetable that's used sometime to make a sauce for steak? And sometimes they grow in the woods, I think.
Mushrooms.
And what is the one that is not edible and you see them in the yard sometimes? Are there any other names for the...
We call those toadstools when I was little. But,
and if something, if a child had a sore throat and tried to take his medicine but couldn't...
Swallow.
And the two ways that tobacco is perhaps most commonly taken.
Snuff and cigarette.
And a longer...
cigars.
Right. And if... to talk about someone who was being very happy, or maybe with songs, you might say.
Jolly.
And in ING form, she was... laughing and doing songs, too. How would you say that? She was...
I'd say happy-go-lucky, but that's just...
And the participle forms, though, the ING forms. She was just, how would you say right now she is...
Very,
she sings all the time. Right now she is...
She is singing.
And she laughs
and
all
laughing.
The time.
Mm-hmm.
To say that you're not obligated to anyone, somebody might say, I'm not
indebted.
All right. Have you ever heard beholden?
I've heard it, but I thought that was very old. I've read it in some old documents or something.
And using the word do now, someone says, you can't do that, and you want to say you certainly are able to. You might say I.
I think you lost me. I must have.